Okay, what I'd like to do then is move on with the agenda, if it's satisfactory with the commission, to item five, Robert Holloway. Clarification of the commission's June 27, 2006 decision regarding Mr. Holloway's unauthorized construction at his property situated along the Pecosin River in York County. Mr. Grab.
You want to turn to page 25 of the minutes that you approved?
Oh, that's fine.
Oh, okay.
As you can see from the minutes, which are basically a synopsis, a motion was made. Dr. Jones and I engaged in some discussion regarding the necessity for an after-the-fact triple permit fee, which is not mandated but permissible by code. The discussion that Dr. Jones asked me was, where do we stand? And the discussion, which you can hear from the WAVE tape, which is online, basically, my recollection in listening to her was we would not do it for a modification because basically there's no permit fee for a modification. We do it for new permits. The motion that was made and seconded after that discussion did not specifically include the $300 permit fee. However, when we left and looked at the existing permit, the permit that Mr. Holloway had expired in December 31st, so of 05. So there was no permit to be modified. We sent a letter of finding that basically said upon receipt of the as-built drawings that the commission required, we would issue the permit and assessed upon collection of the civil charge and the $300 permit fee because it would be a new permit. Mr. Ware, the attorney for Mr. Holloway, objected to the $300, permit fee, the triple permit fee for the after-the-fact permit. It was not clear on the minutes, and we have, as of this date, not received the civil charge or the revised drawings. So the request of the commission is either, I guess you have two choices, to endorse the issuance of the new permit with the after-the-fact drawings that will be submitted, one assumes, or to reactivate the previously expired permit, extend it, and modify it, in which case you could waive the $300 permit fee because it would be a modification. But it's basically up to the commission.
Well, Mr. Grab, we'd still need the drawings to go regardless of which way we ultimately
do. Right. Neither the drawings nor the civil charge have been submitted or remitted.
Staff have any, or commission have any questions, Mr. Grab?
I don't think we can do any action until the necessary papers are submitted.
Is Mr. Holloway here represented?
Yeah. And his counsel.
Good morning, sir.
How are you doing?
Fine, yourself?
Fine, sir. I think he's pretty much so stated it pretty accurately. When we were here before, as you all recall, there was off discussion concerning how do we handle this procedurally. And at that time, Mr. Grab said, well, we can go back and modify the original permit, or we could go issue a new permit. And the primary motivating force at that time was, well, do we hit him with triple fees? The motion was made that did not include the treble fees. So, therefore, you can understand my client's surprise and my surprise when he says in his letter dated June 29th, the commission also assessed treble permit fees. Clearly, I went on the website and listened to the audio, and that is not what the commission did. So at that time, I wrote a letter basically saying, we are in concurrence. We owe you the plans. We owe you the drawings. We owe you everything. And we're in full occurrence because as you may or may not recall, I know Mr. Bowman was here, they said, are we okay or do we all understand where we are today? And I reiterated, full-scale drawings, full open disclosure, taking the floor out of it, come back, and we'll send you $1,000, and we're done. So it's a little bit of, hey, we were here, we felt like we were treated fairly, but then when we get a $300 fee, obviously if the $300 was a major issue, I wouldn't be here today because the expense of $300 has been gone.
Sure.
So what we basically said is, are you sure this is correct? And at that time, the response of the commission was, Well, we'll just reset it for clarification. So there's been no documentation because they wanted clarification. Well, if we're going to get clarification, let's get clarification of where we need to go from here forward.
So what you're waiting on is clarification here forward to determine when the project drawings will be submitted?
And No, we're ready to do the drawings. The only thing we are looking at is the treble fees. The only highlight in here is the treble fees. The drawings are not an issue. If the commission or the board here today says, you know, get the drawings to him, we'll modify the original thing and move forward, we're fine with that. But it was our understanding that there was discussion about trebling the fees, and if that discussion was something that was important, it would have been included in the motion, and it would have carried with regard to that.
Yes, ma'am. Can you state your name for
the
record,
please?
I'm sorry. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I did go back and listen to the verbatim on this since the issue came up and was on the agenda. And I'm of the opinion that after reviewing that, while the issue of treble fees was discussed, it was basically an open question, because when we questioned staff about it, staff responded by saying that, well, you know, it depends on whether you modify the permit or issue a new permit, and it wasn't specifically stated exactly what we were going to do. And I'm inclined in this case, since we did issue a civil charge, to simply reactivate and modify the permit, and provided that the applicant accepts the civil charge and submits the drawings in a timely manner.
And we have no problems with that.
Is that in the form of a motion?
I would offer that as a motion for the commission.
Seconded by Mr. Bowden. I tend to concur with both of you. I think that if it's not specifically noted in the minutes, and I understand Mr. Grab's thought process as far as the permit application process and the way it goes, but I think if it's not specifically mentioned in the minutes, it's very difficult to place it or suppose it to be in the minutes. Motion made and seconded. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You do the same. Next item on the agenda.